It's Tuesday, January 24th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Microsoft makes a multi-billion dollar investment in OpenAI, raising concerns among competitors. The right to repair laws are gaining momentum as 14 states introduce new bills, and insurance coverage for cyber attacks remains limited as ransom payments decrease. This is the Business of Tech. That rumored Microsoft investment in OpenAI has come. The company is extending its long-term partnership with OpenAI through a new multi-year, multi-billion dollar investment. That figure had been rumored to be $10 billion. Microsoft has also previously purchased an exclusive license to the underlying technology behind GPT-3 back in 2020 after investing $1 billion in OpenAI in 2019. Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting conversations within Google in response to ChatGPT sounding the alarm within the organization. The talks are important enough that founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin have offered advice and input to Google. Why do we care? I've said for a while that I believe AI is a feature, not a product. I think that remains the case. The reason to care is that most organizations that will be using the feature are not ready for the impact of the technology. That's the opportunity right now and will position solution providers effectively for the future. The need is to discuss not just how the tools will be used, but negative outcomes of their misuse. Early planning now will build relationships with customers for the future and position providers as forward thinking. There is still time, and frankly, no better time. I've covered right to repair on the show before, noting New York passing the law at the end of the year, the recent agreement between John Deere and their lobbyists to work together, and program enhancements by Apple and Samsung to try and get ahead of the trend. Colorado also has passed a bill focused on wheelchairs. The laws are coming now, as at least 17 states have introduced new bills so far, per Nathan Proctor, Right to Repair campaign director at the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. He added in comments to Axios, quote, "If you're looking at what one of these companies really fears, I don't think it's a bill in Congress as much as 22 different bills in states that are all slightly different." Why do we care? The snowball is gaining speed. Unlike privacy laws, where a patchwork of laws will impact both customers and technology companies, I'm inclined to see the inconsistency as simply a burden on the manufacturers. I'd prefer this a consistent federal solution, but I don't know the complexity of multiple laws falling as harshly on consultants and service providers as privacy would. We care as the move allows providers to recommend repair over replacement in more circumstances. There's been a flurry of security reports, too. In research sponsored by Arctic Wolf Networks, over 40% of U.S. businesses had either no cyber insurance or limits of $1 million or less, which may not adequately cover the cost of the average cyber attack. The report highlights that some insurance companies faced mounting losses related to their cyber insurance policies and abandoned the sector. Others reduced coverage, increased premiums, or amended policies to include more stringent risk mitigation requirements. Datto's published its 2022 State of Ransomware Report. Here are your highlights. About a fifth of the IT budget is dedicated to security, and many are seeing increased budgets. 47% of SMBs plan to invest in network security in the next year. 69% of SMBs currently have cyber insurance, and 34% of those without it will likely get it in the next year. Only 3 in 10 SMBs have a best-in-class recovery plan, with 52% claiming they have a standard recovery plan in place. 42% of SMBs with cyber insurance think it's extremely likely that a ransomware attack will happen in the next year. Only 16% of SMBs without cyber insurance think the same. And in potentially good news, blockchain research firm Chainalysis reports that since 2019, victim payments rates have fallen from 76% to just 41%. For context, that number was 50% in 2021 by their figures. The research firm's data is estimate only. There are cryptocurrency sites controlled by ransomware groups that have not yet been identified on the blockchain and folded into Chainalysis' data. This change can be attributed mainly to three things. First, the victims realize that paying the ransom does not guarantee they will get their files back, and that the threat actors will delete the stolen files. Second, the public perception of ransomware attacks has matured, and data leaks from these incidents tend to tarnish brand reputation. And third, organizations are following better backup strategies, which are also required for ransomware coverage insurers, often giving them a way to restore their IT infrastructures in case of attack. There's complementary data from Coverware, too. They cite 76% of victims in 2019 paying, down to 41% of victims in 2022. Why do we care? This is less a security story and more an insurance one. The reporting implies that somewhere around 60 to 70% of insurance, yet the data also indicates that insurance is getting harder to qualify for and with fewer firms issuing policies. Organizations are also paying ransoms less, which is very encouraging news. Now, the optimist in me wants to believe the trend may be turning. Last week, the story was reported on how ransomware operators are shifting to extortion and focusing on leaked data. They're adapting because payments are down. The reality appears to be the continuing maturation on both sides of the fight as the attacker and defender move to the next stage. For providers, it's a sign to refresh their offering, which is fundamentally the same concept, yet defending against a new attack and implementation. And savvy implementers will be updating their customers on that new threat and the possible extortion angle. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust, default-deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. The perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more about it by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for listening. Today is National Compliment Day, so listener, you're looking mighty fine. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.